What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Ukrainian Women Keep Their Virginity Up Until the Age of 24, and That You Better Not Look Like You Are Arab, Turkish, or Indian if you come to Ukraine with the hopes of finding you a decent girl. So, I found out why Ukrainian women are so dopey. For those of you who don't know, dopey means like airhead, kind of like, I don't want to say an airhead, but dopey means like they're perky, they're easily taken advantage of, duped, stuff like that. And I found out today from an American who is married to a Ukrainian woman. He's like in his late mid 30s. She's like 21, and I found out from them that Ukrainian women, for the most part, not all of them, but for the most part, they, is depending on where they're from, you know, if they're from the small villages like she's from, they usually keep their virginity up until the age of 24, hence the reason why Coach Red Pill says don't marry a girl over the age of 25, okay? So, apparently, guys, here in Ukraine, women actually value their virginity, and because of that, Ukrainian women tend to make better wives. Now, the reason why divorce rate in Ukraine is so high is that usually the marriage ends up exploding for one of two reasons. Number one, financial, where the guy is just not making enough money. The second reason is the guy becomes alcoholic or abusive. But in general, guys, Ukrainian women do get married at a younger age. I just found out that Ukrainian women start college at like 17. Okay, in America, they start college at what, 18? Here, they start college at 17. They graduate pretty much by 2021, and that's when Ukrainian women tend to get married. And, you know, 26, 27 years old, if they're divorced or whatever happens, that's when the girl becomes damaged. So you guys out there, you decent looking MGTOW guys who are still young or can, you know, look young, you'd want to get a girl, preferably like Coach Red Pill said, under the age of 25, preferably with her virginity intact. Now, I was surprised today that the guys I was hanging out with, they're like, yeah, her friends, you know, they're all still in their early 20s, they're virgins. And I'm like, damn, you know? So, yeah, apparently here, guys, virginity is something that is valued. In America, if you talk about virginity, people will just laugh at you, because in America, they're losing their virginity at like 13 years old, 11 years old. But here, guys, it's a totally, totally different story, and it's obviously okay to inquire if she's a virgin or not here in Ukraine. So I'm very, very happy to hear that. You guys just gotta make sure that A, you got your shit together, and B, that you're not alcoholic, you're not abusive. At the end of the day, guys, I want you guys to understand something and understand it really good. Here in Ukraine, guys, you're ultimately gonna be a beta male provider for a woman. And like Sheikh Imran Hussein said, a woman has a right to be taken care of. And I know some of you guys are gonna say that's blue pill thinking, that's cap, but if she's young, she's a virgin, yeah. We're not talking about, you know, Miss Body Count 9000, you know, 27 kids from 58 baby daddies here, okay? We're talking about sub 25 virgin woman. And the thing is, guys, the age really does not matter that much. Now, obviously, you can't be a 50-year-old dude going after a 20-year-old girl, you know. That's just gonna be like a sugar daddy situation. But at the end of the day, guys, like my friend told me, at the end of the day, here in Ukraine, it's all business. Everything is business. So even though you might be well into your 30s or maybe early 40s like myself, you can probably bag yourself a sub 25-year-old girl. So I'm actually sold on Ukraine. I wanted to do Latvia, but my problem with Latvia is that it's more Western than traditional. Not to mention that here in Latvia, it's like, I'm sorry, here in Ukraine, it's dirt cheap. So I'm sold on Ukraine. I know a lot of you Muslim guys out there, you're always contacting me like, Amr, where should I go? What should I do? Guys, if you're light skin and you can pass off as not Arab, Indian, or Turkish, you're gonna do fine here. And the height, as you guys saw from my videos, people here are really not that tall. So if you're like a 5'9", 5'10" guy, you're gonna be fine here, okay? If you're around 5'10", you're gonna be fine, okay? So to end this video, guys, with, I was reading an article on how to find decent woman here in Ukraine. It was written by a Ukrainian woman, and she said, just as long as you're not Arab, Indian, and Turk, you're gonna be fine. And the reason behind it is that these people, the Arab, the Indian, the Turk, they are sex tourists. That's what they come to Ukraine for. In fact, when I was walking around in the past couple of days, I saw an Egyptian guy on his phone. I know he was Egyptian because he was talking Arabic with the Egyptian dialect. He was here trying to like fuck a girl. Then you know, earlier today, I saw an Indian dude walking with a white guy, and he's trying to pick up like prostitutes on WhatsApp. So yeah, Indian guys, Turks, and Arabs, don't look like these people. Even if you're ethnically one of them, as long as you don't look like them, you're gonna be fine. And you guys need to understand this really good, is that looks do matter here. Yes, they do. Just as long as you're not Indian, Turk, and Arab looking, you're gonna be fine. And lastly, guys, I cannot stress this enough, you need to have your life in order, okay? Starting wages here are only a couple of $100 a month. So a girl who just comes out of college, she might be making like $300 a month. You know, a girl working like full time at a kebab shop or something might be making around, you know, $400 or $500 a month if she's working like full time. So if you have $1,000 a month, guys, you will do really well here. And like I said, my Airbnb is dead center of Lviv. You know, I'm literally a 5-minute walk from the Lviv Forum, or where it's a big mall. I even showed you a tour of Lviv Forum. So if you guys are making $1,000+ a month, you will do well here. And if you go out to the smaller towns like Ternobyl, notice I said Ternobyl, not Chernobyl, okay, two different places. I might actually go to Ternobyl. You know, I was gonna go out to Kyiv. By the way, guys, they call it Kyiv here, okay? Kyiv, like in Kyiv. Kyiv, that's how the Russians pronounce it, and they're like, yeah, we don't like that, so they pronounce it Kyiv here. And another thing, guys, is that if you take interest in the freaking language, even if you're not like fucking, even if you're not like fucking fluent in the language, as long as you can say a couple of things here and there with your girl, you're gonna do fine, guys. The gal that was with my friends today, she spoke English, perfect English. In fact, she was telling me her entire life background today, so perfect English. But as long as you can, like, say some things with her in Ukrainian, act as if you know, care a little bit about the damn language and culture, you're gonna be fine, guys. So for all of you guys out there who've been telling me, yo, Amr, where to go for women, honestly, guys, Ukraine is where it's at, dude. And by the way, guys, this Ukraine war is probably gonna last for several years, and it's good for the Russian economy, because the Russian ruble went up like 60% since the start of the war. Obviously, 6 million Jews are gonna come live here eventually. So at the end of the day, guys, this Ukraine war is really, really good for everybody, but, you know, the Ukrainian people, in particular the men. But at the end of the day, guys, you know, if a Ukrainian woman can be with a foreign dude who got his life together and is not a fucking alcoholic or abusive, You guys are good. I'm telling you guys, don't waste time with any other place, man. I mean, come out to Ukraine, okay? You got Lviv and Kyiv are the two most popular places to find women. Obviously, Kyiv, the capital, has like 3 million people. Lviv is like the cultural capital. It has like 700,000 people. Like I said, guys, I might go to Ternopil or I might go to Kyiv before I come back to America. And to be completely honest with you guys, I really don't want to come back to America, to be honest with you. If I do find something that could be serious in the next couple of weeks, fuck it, I ain't coming back to America. Or I can come to America for like a month or so, you know, see the family, shit like that, you know, do a little bit of face maxing. Even though I'm sure they have face masks in here, but I trust my staff, not my staff, but I trust my doctors back in Mexico and Cancun and Colombia. So, at the end of the day, guys, you guys watching this out here, man, yes, you can get yourself virgins, you can get yourself pretty damn good-looking girls here that are at least, you know, sevens and eights who are virgins. You just need to social max. You need to know people who know people. The language barrier is real. But if you find a woman who speaks English and, you know, listen, these women can open up to you in a matter of hours. It's not like you have to go out with them like a fucking week or a month. In a matter of hours, these women can open up to you. As long as you meet their minimum looks threshold, as long as you can, as long as, you know, you're not like fucking creepy or awkward like Coach Bitchpill. Notice I said Bitchpill, not Redpill. Two totally different people. So right now, guys, I'm betting on Ukraine. You know, again, this whole war thing, at the end of the day, this is just to kill off incels, destabilize the region, make, you know, Russian ruble great again, I guess, and, you know, make way for 6 million Jews coming here. So you guys out there, man, you don't have to worry about getting, like, fucking blown up or killed. You know, this whole battle is on the other side of the country, dude. So at the end of the day, guys, I highly recommend Ukraine. I've only been here for like 2 weeks. I'm very happy to actually find out why the women are dopey. It's because they're virgins, you know. Obviously, a virgin woman is gonna be more trusting of a man than a woman who's been ran through, you know, since she was 12, 11 years old. So I'm very happy to hear that. And that's why I'm telling you guys, you know, even though you may not be Chad, even though you might be significantly older than the girl, at the end of the day, think about it from a Ukrainian girl's perspective, you know. Do I want to be with a guy who's going to beat me, abuse me, you know, give me a hard time? Or would I rather be with a guy who has his shit together, doesn't drink, is not abusive? So at the end of the day, guys, it's business. Even my American friend told me everything here in Ukraine, including marriage, is a business. And again, in Islam, marriage is a business. It's known as katb kitab, writing of the book. Marriage, at the end of the day, guys, marriage is a business. So as long as you both meet each other minimum looks threshold and you're compatible with one another, you have the same life path, you're gonna be fine, guys. Okay, you're gonna be fine. Okay, guys, so that's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.